Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayitam Sech Teshviyas Perik Tes Mishnah Dalit. We continue to discuss the halachis of beer. Eichlin, you can eat from Perish Shemitah, those that are in your house, al relying hamufker that you still have peiros that are available out in the field in a hefkerdika place where the chaya can get to it. Avaleil Hashamer. But let's say there are peiros out there in the field, but only in a guarded garden or grove, in houses or in gardens. So there are still some of these peiros out there, but I know the chaya has no access to it. So you have to take it out of your house then. So in other words, there's nothing left for the chaya. Practically speaking, there's nothing left for the chaya. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says you can continue to eat the peiros shvias in your house, af al hashamer, relying on the fact that, look, there are peiros out there. It's guarded. The chaya can get to it. I still don't have the mitzvah of beer yet. The Torah says, well, there's nothing left out there. And there is. Just that he can't get to it. The chaya is a technical problem. That doesn't trigger my mitzvah of beer. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Oichlin, you can eat peiros in your house, like tua. Ala tefichin, relying on the tefichin. What are tefichin? These are little earthenware kalim that are built into the outside of the walls, the exterior of the walls, and birds make their nest there. And they bring little pieces of tua. So we're learning a big chiddush. The birds still have? You don't have to take this type of tua out of your house. I, the chaya, can't get to it. Not a problem. And here there's a little bit of a shaila in the Mefarshim. Is this only according to Rabbi Yossi? Or is it even according to the Tanakhama? Some hold it's even according to the Tanakhama. Even though the Tanakhama says that if the chaya can't get into a locked field, you have to take it out of your house. But here, as long as the birds have free access, it's enough. And that's because we darshan the pasuk. The Chazanish explains it this way. When the pasuk says you have to have something available for the chaya, that includes birds. If it's available for the birds, no problem. You don't have to do beer yet. Some trees produce fruit twice a year. Not once, but twice a year. That's called dufra. So Zakta Mishnah Vala Dufra. Here the chiddush is that even if the peiros from the first time the tree produced fruit, even if those peiros are gone, you can rely on the second one. But don't take this hetter too far. Avloy al hasisvanias. What are sisvanias? Sisvanias are types of grapes. They're called winter grapes. They start getting ripe during Shemitah, but they don't finish until the eighth year. The Maaseh, they have Kedusha Shemitah because they started to get ripe during the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah says, you can't say, well, I can keep the grapes in my house till the eighth year because you still have these sisvanias. No. Sisvanias look like they're eighth year peiros. So it's going to look like you're doing beer with no more Shemitah peiros available. These sisvanias are really Shemitah peiros because they started getting ripe during the seventh year. But Chazal say, at least this Shita holds, you can't rely on that. And therefore, if besides for the sisvanias, there aren't any grapes out there, you have to take the grapes out of your house. You have to do the mitzvah of beer. Rabbi Yehuda matir calls man shebikru at shlo yichle kaitz. So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is like this. You can eat grapes in your house. You can rely on the sisvanias. These are the grapes, again, that start getting ripe during the seventh year and finish during the eighth year. I'm just asking for one thing, says Rabbi Yehuda. Kol zman shebichru ad shlo yichle hakayetz. As long as they started to get ripe before the end of the summer of the seventh year, even though lemaisa you're only picking them during the eighth year, I'm not going to say people will get confused, they'll think it's eight-year peiros. People will understand. The reason I'm not doing beer on my grapes is because there are still the sisvanias, there are still Shemitah grapes, there are technically Shemitah grapes. So chazing over our Mishnah Dalid, the first Tana says you can eat at home, you don't have to take it out, as long as there are still peiros available in ownerless fields. But if the only peiros outside are in protected fields that the animal can't get to, you have to take yours out of the house. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, afal ha-shomer, as long as it's out there, even if the chaya can't reach it, but it's out there, you don't have to do the mitzvah of beer yet. Then the Mishnah said, you can continue to eat your tefuah even if the only tefuah that's available is in the nesting pots of the birds. And also, if a tree produces a double crop, Dufra, du actually means two, pras peri. A tree that produces peris twice a year, you can rely on the second. You don't have to say if the first one is gone. You have to be mevayeh the peris, you can rely on the second, but you cannot rely on the sisvani ice. These are early ripening grapes. They start getting ripe during the seventh year, but they only finish during the eighth year. So people aren't going to chap what you're doing. The Rabbana will think, there's no more Shemitah grapes left, and he's keeping Shemitah in his house. He's keeping the peris in his house. They don't chap that these peris that you're picking in the eighth year is really seventh year. So don't rely on that. But if Yehuda says it's okay, you could rely on it. You could continue eating your earlier grapes on account of these later grapes, as long as they began to ripen before the summer ended.